Hello all and welcome to the podcast, The Modern Storyteller. My name is Surya T and it's a pleasure to have you here today. Today I want to extend the discussion on the advice, and I want to talk about two different advice that is related to the description of events. In the last episode, we talked about how important it is that you need to show and paint a picture to the audience and how adverbs rob the audience of that picture. We looked at how she was deeply hurt versus she was hurt. Represent the same thing, but when you go and paint a picture, you realize that the deeply means something based on the actions and the way this person is present in that story. So, without any further ado, let's get started. Descriptions are important. See, as an author, as a poet, as a screenwriter, you're supposed to have a lot of description and you need to show a picture to the audience. See, for someone making a movie, it's easier for them because they can actually show the picture. Your visual senses are captivated by the scenic locations and the various other elements that a movie can incorporate, but that is not the case when it comes to a book. Why? Because book is primarily text. So how do you deal with it? And this is the first advice. Master the art of description. You need to focus on how you describe various events that happen in your book. See, when someone is entering the room, they just don't enter and sit where they are supposed to, at least not everyone. Some people go in a zigzag manner, some people are very shy, some people are very assertive and they try to announce when they come in, some people are very dramatic, and there are many more characteristics like this. So do you think all of them do the same thing when they enter a room? See, when entering the room itself doesn't have a homogeneous response, then how do you think writing they entered the room is enough? See, sometimes it's as simple as they entered the room, looked all around, there were few people, few they thought, not so many people, I can get to my seat without worrying. See, this is one description I want to give. This is another description. Same, picture a classroom. There are just 3 to 4 people, and with the last person that came, there are just 5. Now this person comes in. They entered the room. Only 5 people were sitting in the room. They walked towards the chalkboard. Very close, glazing it. They picked up a chalk. They played with it for a moment and then they put it down. They put their bag on the table and they turned around, sat in the teacher's chair. Was it a teacher? Nobody knew. This was a face nobody ever saw before. But maybe with the authority that they came and sat in the teacher's chair, maybe this could be the teacher. They stood up from the chair and announced, "Only 5 people. I was expecting a lot more for my dramatic entrance, but you have to do." Concluding the description, in the first one and second one, you can tell that these are two different characters because I am narrating their thoughts, their actions and the way they move in the room, instead of just saying they entered the room and closing it there. See, the reason when people say you need to understand the art of description, particularly Stephen King and a lot of other writers, they wanted to paint the picture like I did with these various descriptions. Just something a little off the topic. I thought our material doesn't make sense for these advices, but considering the description I've given just right now, I will do a bunch of descriptions, preferable ones and not so preferable ones, as the material for this episode. So you can go check it out on the blog as well as, you know the drill. Moving on. The idea is, you need to paint a picture. So when you write something, and this is how I write it in my mind's eye, I see that entire scenario unfolding, and I see this character doing each of the thing one after the other, and I just write it down when I'm writing. See, one of the things I do when I write is I take a scene and I play that scene in my head. I also do a lot more things to get the character descriptions, the character voices and all of it just right. But that's for a very later episode. What I do is, when that scene is playing, I put the scene at the speed that I can write and I start writing everything. This way I am not writing the scene, I am just taking down a scene that's happening in my head. Now all I have to focus on is to create an amazingly elaborate scene. Being the writers, being creative people, that imagination is something we have. Even if you're not a writer, you have this imagination, you can fantasize, you can do all of these things. And this is the crazy part of all of this. You can imagine a certain thing going down in a certain way. Writing that is a little difficult because you have not practiced so much yet. But that's okay. But as long as you can get the scene in your head and just say, okay, I am just writing down what they are doing, that works. And the second advice is, don't give too much background information. This is the balance, okay? See, these two advices sort of go against each other. See, in the art of description, you want to describe in as much detail as possible. But when you give too much background information, it just becomes a little too dry. Because again, as long paragraphs, they take away attention from the fact of the story and focus on something that's not so important. I'll give you the second example as well, but with a lot of background information. They walked into the room. There were only 5 people there. Only 5 of them. 2 girls and 3 boys. One of the boys had a blonde haircut and the other had black hair. They were sitting far away from each other, looking in their notebook, hopefully reading for the class. I hope they read for the class. I mean, they should have read for the class, shouldn't they? The girls were all together, giggling. When I stepped foot into the room, they just stopped and looked at me. I could see that they are annoyed that I came into the room. I could see that they didn't really want me come into the room. Or am I thinking too much? They all had black hair, but it felt like one of them had dyed their hair very recently. What salon could they have gone to? There's a nationals right around here. Maybe they could have gone there. But why would they do that? Why would someone dye their hair? Anyway, coming back, the teachers desk is in the middle of the room. It's around 6 feet high. Why does someone make... Oh, sorry, it's not 6 feet high. Oh my God, it's so embarrassing. It's just a 3 feet high. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Okay, 3 to 4 feet, I think. Concluding the description. There's a lot of information in there. You don't know what's relevant. I mean, are the boys relevant? Are the girls relevant? Are their haircut relevant?
is the fact that there's a naturals or a salon nearby relevant? See, a lot of these things that I just mentioned in this description, they're not relevant. And that is the reason why people say don't give too much background information. Give as much as is relevant for the story at that point in time. Don't give out the big secret before nothing happens, or don't give out information that's not even relevant. See, this is how you actually break your reader's interest. See, sometimes I know people go off on a tangent and they just start writing, forgetting that they have to push the plot forward, not just sit there and give a lot of information. See, one exception I can think to this is when someone overthinks a lot. But you can show all of this in that context. If you have established that someone overthinks a lot, then this entire description works. Because they think every small thing over and over. And because it's relevant to the story in that case. So I hope you got the two advice. I will just repeat them. Master the art of description. And the second one is, don't give too much background information. Before we conclude the episode, I want to talk about my new book, T-5 Years. It's a web novel that's being published on Wattpad and other platforms. T-5 Years follows the story of Vikram, who lands 5 years in the past in 2015 with little of his memory. He is supposed to change the past and eventually and subsequently the future, but he does not know exactly what it is. Over the time, with few of his memories coming back to him, he has to figure out what he exactly has to change and ensure that he changes it. Will he be successful in his journey? Stay tuned to find out. The link to this story is present in the description, or you can search T-5 years on Wattpad. I hope you like it. It's a very exciting story for me, and it's been an amazing journey so far. I hope you like reading it as much as I loved writing it. So that's all I have for today. I hope you have gotten enough to start writing your stories. The resources for this episode are uploaded on my Patreon page and the blog. The summary is available to all, and there is another document with additional tips. If you're interested in supporting the Modern Storyteller podcast, you can do so by either buying the additional tips document or becoming a patron to directly get access to these episodes as well as the ones that came before this by becoming a patron with less than $1 per episode. You can check out the additional benefits on my Patreon page, for which the link is down below. Have a good day writing. See you in the next episode. Surya T signing off.